Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the ninth and final chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Meiser Behema, Noheg Ba'aretz U'Bechutz La'aretz. So now we're discussing animal tithes, Meiser Behema, and we'll see exactly what that is when we get to the Bar Neuro. So this animal tithe applies both in Israel and out of Israel. So unlike the produce of the land, animals must be tithed even outside of Israel. Bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis, at a time when there's a temple and at a time when there's not a temple. Bechulin aval lo b'mukdashin, it applies for secular, non-sanctified animals, but it does not apply to sanctified animals. So animals that have been sanctified are not counted towards the tithe. V'noheg b'bakar u'batzon, we practice this law when it comes to both cattle and when it comes to flocks. V'enu misasrim mizeh al zeh, but we don't take tithe from one to the other. So if a person has five cattle and five sheep, he would not combine them in order to have 10 that need to be tithed. B'kvasim u'ba'izim, this law applies to both sheep and goats. U'misasrim mizeh al zeh, and those we do tithe one from another. So if one has five sheep and five goats, they combine. B'chadash u'b'yashan, it applies to older ones born before a certain date and newer ones born after a certain date. V'enun misasrim mizeh al zeh, but we don't tithe from the new on the old or the old on the new. Shahaya badin, one might think, ma im hechadash v'hayashan she'en aklayim zeh bazeh en misasrim mizeh al zeh, if for old and new that do not have a prohibition of mating with one another, we don't take tithes from one on the other. Hakvasim v'ha'izim shehen klayim zeh bazeh, en odin shelo yisasru mizeh al zeh? Then wouldn't you think that sheep and goats that we can't interbreed, certainly we don't take tithes from one on the other. Talmud lomar, therefore the Torah informs us, v'tzon and flocks, mashma kol tzon echad. So we learn from the Torah that all flocks, whether they're sheep or they're goats, are the same. So we can't mix breed them, but we can mix tithe them. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Meiser Behema, animal tithe. Kol asher yavor tachas hashevet ha'asiri yiyeh kodesh. So every 10th animal that passes under the staff would be considered sanctified. Umakrivim chelbo v'damo, and its fats and blood are offered. B'shar habasar nechol labalim tahorim b'yushalayim kedin shlamim. And the rest of its meat is eaten by its owners in a state of purity in Jerusalem, just like shlamim, just like peace offerings. V'im bal mumhu, and if the animal has a blemish, ochlin oso betuma b'chol makom, then it can be eaten by its owners in a state of ritual impurity in any location. Bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis, this law applies both when the temple exists and when it doesn't exist. V'ha'idna amar rabbanim delo lifrashu meiser behema. Nowadays, the rabbis say that we should not separate animal ties. Mishum tekala, because we're going to have a problem because of it. The ein lanu bayis lahakrivo, because we don't have a temple to offer it. V'tzarech v'shahuya achetipo bo mum, and we have to let the animal graze until it develops a blemish. V'asiboli de tekala de giza v'avoda. And then we're going to have a problem because people will come to either shear the animal or to work the animal, and that's not allowed. Oshema yishchatena below mum, or perhaps someone will slaughter it without it first developing a blemish. So because of the dangers of violation, they said we should be passive and not separate this tithe. Skipping a bit, b'chadash, the new animals, shenoldu la'achar rosh chodesh elol, shehu rosh hashana le'maisa behema. So new means animals that are born after the first of the month of Elul, which is the new year when it comes to counting animal tithes. U'b'yashan, and the old ones, shenoldu kodem Elul. Those are the ones that were born before Elul. So we don't take tithes from animals before and after Elul, one on the other. V'ein misasrin mizeh al zeh, we don't tithe one to the other. Min ha'chadash al ha'yashan, and min ha'yashan al ha'chadash, from the new on the old, or from the old on the new. D'chsiv aser ta'aser, because the Torah says aser ta'aser, which is a double language for tithing. B'shtei maisros ha'kasuv medaber, and it's talking about two different tithes. Echad maiser behema, v'echad maiser dagan. One is the tithe for the animals, and the other is the tithe for the produce. Ma maiser dagan, mechadash al hayashan lo, just like we don't tithe from the new on the old when it comes to produce, to hawk siv shana shana, because the Torah says a year, demashma v'lo mishana zu al shana acheres, from which we learn we don't tithe from one year on the other. Af ma'aser behema michadash al hayashan lo. So similarly, we don't tithe from the new on the old when it comes to animal tithes. Mishnah Beis. Ma'aser behema mitztarif kimlo regel behema roa. Animal tithes combine the entire distance that an animal wanders, it grazes. V'kama hi regel behema roa, and how far does an animal graze? Shisha asar mil, 16 mil, which is 2,000 amos. Hayabein elu elu shloshim ushneim mil, if between part of his flock and the other part of his flock there is 32 mil, enan mitztarfin, then they do not combine. Hayalo be'emtza, and if he had some animals in the middle, me'ivi u'masrin be'emtza, then he brings them all together and ties them in the middle. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, hayardein mafsik l'maiser behema. Rabbi Meir says that the Jordan River separates when it comes to animal tithes, so if you have some animals on one side and some on the other, they don't combine to form 10 animals that need to be tithed. Bart Noro, kimlo rego behema roa. So the distance to combine all of one's flocks is as far as an animal will graze. Kemoshi yecholos lihishtamer baroa echad, kisha habahemos rose misracho zumizu. So that's as far as the shepherd can keep an eye on all of them when they are grazing distant from one another. Vahainu shisha asar mil, and that's 16 mil, debahachi shalta eno deroe, because that's how far the shepherd is able to see them. So if he has five animals in this village, and he has five in a village that's 16 mil distant from here, then he brings them all together in one pasture, and he takes a tithe. And if they're farther apart, paturos, then he doesn't have to. He's exempt from tithing them. Shloshim ushnaya mil, 32 mil, anon mitztarfin, those don't combine. Now, why is it talking about 32 mil when we just said the distance is 16? Mishum deboy lemisne besamach sheim hayalo eder beemtza, because it's about to teach us that if he has animals in the middle, oso hemtzoyos mitztarfos esatzedadim, then those middle ones combine with the outsides. So 16 is the distance, but if he's got in three places, the two extremes and the middle, if it's 16 mil from the left to the middle and 16 mil from the middle to the right, then those 32 mil from end to end, everything combines. Lahachi tani she'im hatzedadin rachoko zu mizu, shloshim ushnei mil, ein ha'imtsoi mitzarfin. So that's why the Mishnah tells us that if the two extremes are distant from the middle, a total of more than 32 mil, then they don't combine. But if they do, mevi u'masron be'emtsa, then he brings them all together and ties them in the middle. Lav mevi ve'emtsa mamashka amar. He doesn't literally have to bring them all to the middle. They do have to combine, they do have to be tithed, but he doesn't have to do it in the middle. Hayardin mafsik, and Rabbi Meir says that the Jordan River separates. She'im hayulo chamesh behemos mikan v'chamesh behemos mikan v'yarden be'emtza. If he has five animals on one side and five animals on the other side and the Jordan River's in the middle, en mitztarfin upeturos, then they don't combine and he's exempt from tithing them. Ve'en halacha k'Rebbe Meir, but the halacha does not follow Rebbe Meir. All right, that's Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.